I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that up to one in every seven new mothers in the United States experience postpartum depression. Dr. Claire Smith is here to talk about the signs, symptoms, and treatment for this condition. Dr. Smith is an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and she's a perinatal psychiatrist in the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Clinic at MUSC. Dr. Smith, first, tell us about postpartum depression.
Basically, postpartum depression are symptoms of depression that occur late in pregnancy or early in the postpartum period.
And what are the typical symptoms?
Symptoms can be low mood, loss of interest in things that you normally enjoy, lack of energy or motivation. Sleep and appetite are often impacted. People can either be sleeping or eating too much or too little, feeling like you're thinking slowly, moving slowly, or even feeling suicidal. And these can develop at any time, but the postpartum period is especially high risk.
And why is seeking treatment so important from your perspective?
The biggest issue is that if it goes untreated, it can worsen. And when depression is active and when it's severe, we are not doing all the things that we want to do in our lives. And then most importantly, suicide is one of the leading causes of death within the first year after delivery. And that would be the worst case scenario that we absolutely want to prevent.
And tell us about treatment.
Treatment is effective. I love this field because my patients get better. It's typically therapy and then plus or minus medications. Targeting sleep is also really important, addressing those supports at home. Medications are commonly used, particularly those with moderate to severe illness. And there are also postpartum support groups internationally and nationally. It's called PSI, or Postpartum Support International, which is a really great resource.
And if someone has some of these signs and symptoms of postpartum depression, who can they reach out to get things started for finding help?
Yeah, it is never too early to seek treatment. I mean, we have women who present to our clinic who are doing okay, but they struggled either during their last pregnancy or postpartum and just want to establish early as a precaution, and we welcome that. So initial resources could be your OBGYN, pediatrician, a lactation consultant, even a primary care provider. Not all areas have specialized psychiatrists, but there are several programs across South Carolina, including ours, which is able to provide care for any woman in South Carolina up to 1 year postpartum.
And what can friends and family do if they notice some of these symptoms of postpartum depression?
First and foremost, ask. People tend to feel like they don't know what to say. They don't know how to approach it. Checking in. A lot of people are checking in and offering help in the first few weeks postpartum, and then it kind of falls off after that. And that's when a lot of isolation can occur. Offering to take baby so mom can sleep or shower or run errands, and partners need to be dividing duties around the house. Support really is everything for postpartum depression.
Dr. Smith, thanks for this information about postpartum depression.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.